Our next presentation is Maximizing Public Benefits, New Developments. That'll be with Clyde Farrell. Clyde Farrell is a senior partner of an award-winning small firm, Farrell & Johnson, in Austin. His practice is concentrated in elder law, especially planning for long-term care, eligibility for Medicaid and other benefits, wills, trusts, powers of attorneys, and other legal documents. He's a co-author of West's Texas Elder Law and numerous professional articles and papers. Please welcome Clyde Farrell.
I'll start with a housekeeping matter. Our 273-page paper is not at the tab for this presentation. It's at tab 4 for the general maximizing public benefits overview. Only my slides that you're watching now are at tab 11. So if you want my slides, go to tab 11. If you want the paper, go to tab 4. Okay. I'll start out by observing that our paper, which we've been working on for 16 years now, is sometimes reviewed by other people who contribute to it, and we appreciate that, and we hope to continue doing that. In the process of getting ready for this presentation and revising the paper, I found a little change someone had made that was just wrong. It explained the SSI income methodology in a way that was just not right. It did have a footnote to the POMS. When I looked at the POMS section that it footnoted, it said exactly what they said in the paper, but taken in isolation, it was wrong. So that gave me the idea that maybe the best thing I can do for you in this presentation and in revisions to the paper is to try to simplify these definitions of what are special needs, what are the distributions that a trustee can make. And because if you try to get that from the rules, the statute, and the POMS, then the best metaphor for doing that is drinking from a fire hose. It's not a very good experience. You need to be able to do that in case you get into a difficult situation that's kind of on the edge, then you have to be able to look up at the POMS. So I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying particularly if you're relatively new to this area and you want to learn what distributions a trustee can make, looking at the POMS can really be confusing. So what we're hoping to do, no guarantee, but what we're hoping to do is to provide you a manual that is comprehensible. And let's see, we start out here on the slide with the definition of special needs for the SSI program. We'll be talking in a minute about other programs, but the SSI program, I think this definition is a useful starting place, at least, of special needs. And here, when I use the term special needs, what I mean is distributions that trustees can make or help that anyone can give an individual who's on SSI. It doesn't matter whether you're a trustee or you're the grandmother or a parent or what, that you have this, the distribution rules are the same. So here I've identified essentially three types of distributions that are permissible. I'm not counting the fourth on your slide because that's really another way of stating the first one. I'll mention that. But payment directly to providers for any goods that are not countable as resources. If they're not countable as resources, that means, as the last bullet says, they're not easily converted to cash. So any distribution of cash or stock, bonds, debit cards that can be easily converted to cash or income. And just avoid making those distributions, and you can give them anything else. And then the second type of distribution would be payment for any services used by the beneficiary.